Welcome to Pop Up Chinese. I'm Brendan.
I'm Mako.
And we're coming at you today with a lesson about the pitfalls of travel to other countries. Okay, we're back. Let's go through this line by line with a quick translation of what each line means.
又在看别的女人.
You're looking at other women again.
她是人妖.
She's a transvestite.
少废话。
昨天呢？前天呢？全是人妖吗？
Don't give me that garbage. The one yesterday? The day before? Were they all transvestites?
这不是在泰国吗?
这不是在泰国吗?
Well, we're in Thailand, aren't we?
你就是个色鬼!
You're just a pervert. Okay. Let's go back and listen to this one more time, now that we know what it means, and then we'll come back with some more in-depth coverage.
又在看别的女人。她是人妖。 少废话! 昨天呢?前天呢?全是人妖吗?
这不是在泰国吗?
你就是个色鬼! 又在看别的女人。她是人妖。 少废话! 昨天呢?前天呢?全是人妖吗?
这不是在泰国吗?
你就是个色鬼!
Okay, we're back. Let's go over this in a little bit more detail, and we're going to start out with grammar. Now, the first grammar point is when this long-suffering wife says, stop with the garbage, or don't give me that garbage, she says,
少废话!
少废话!
Now, this 少 you've learned before, and you learned it in 多少.
Yeah.
And what that literally means is more and less, or a lot and a little. Right. So with 少 here, she's saying less 废话, less garbage.
少废话.
So that's the first grammar point, is using 少 for less.
Yeah.
昨天呢,前天呢,全是人妖吗?
The next is when she continues the sentence, and she's saying, you know, the women yesterday, the women the day before, were they all transvestites? And the way she says all there is
全,
which you've probably learned before.
Mm-hmm.
全 is complete.
Yeah, 全部, like that. Yeah.
Right, like all of them or everything.
昨天呢,前天呢,全是人妖吗?
You may have seen similar sentences before with 都.
Yeah.
And you can use 都 here too, right?
都是人妖吗?
Yeah. Now, here there isn't much of a difference between 全 and 都, but sometimes there will be. So, like, if you're talking about everybody in the world or the whole world, you could say
全世界.
But you couldn't really say 都世界.
No.
That's wrong.
Because 全 means entire, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Whereas 都 is really all.
Yeah.
It's kind of more of an adverb.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing we're going to talk about is vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
And we've already got this word that I've been translating as transvestites, and it's
人妖.
Yeah. Now, it's actually used to refer to a person who was born male and then assumes a female identity by means of either clothing or surgery or hormones. And the word in Chinese is mildly pejorative. It's not a very polite word, but there it is. And, of course, Thailand is famous for the
人妖.
Yeah.
Some are really beautiful.
Yeah. Well, you figure people must put a lot of work into it. And the woman says, you know, I don't buy it. Anyway, you know, they can't all have been transvestites. You're just a
色鬼.
A 色鬼, which is a horn dog, a pervert, a dirty old man. So 色 is, again, it's a word you've learned before, probably. And it means, on its own, it means
color or something. Yeah.
Yeah, color. But in this case, it's
like man who likes colors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carnal pleasures,
mm-hmm.
and gui. Again, you've probably learned it just means spirit, ghost,
mm-hmm.
demon. So a 色鬼 is basically a sex fiend, you know, or a horn dog,
mm-hmm.
A pervert.
Yeah, and we will also say 色狼,
which is a sex wolf.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear that, I think 色狼 is mostly for older people, right? Like you'd
not
say,
really.
I guess
no difference.
Yeah.
No difference. But actually, people, yeah, well, we say both a lot, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I hear 老色狼 more than I hear 老色鬼.
No, 老色鬼, yeah.
Oh, okay.
老色鬼 more, actually.
Mm.
Mm.
All right. So now let's go back and listen to the dialogue one last time and keep all this in mind as you listen.
Yeah.
又在看别的女人。
她是人妖。
少废话。 昨天呢, 前天呢, 全是人妖吗?
这不是在泰国吗?
你就是个色鬼。
So to sum up, today we've learned that the man in this dialogue is possibly a pervert.
色鬼.
Because he is always looking at women who may be transvestites.
人妖.
But then again, it seems strange that all of them are transvestites.
全.
And his wife tells him to stop with the excuses.
少废话.
Now the grammatical points to take away from this, the first is 全. Now, this is acting in this dialogue like 都, but don't confuse the two because
mm-hmm.
they are different.
Mm.
The second thing is 少 as an imperative, so less of whatever comes after it.
Yeah.
I think that is probably it for today.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any questions...
Yeah, you can post on the site or just write to me at echo@popupchinese.com.
And
we'll be there for you.
And we look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah.
Catch you later.
See ya.